Steve Freebird is the executive director of Downtown Partners. He joins me quite often to talk about events that are going on downtown and also the good things that are happening in downtown Burlington, a lot of them, and sometimes also about some things that need to be done and are being worked on. But Steve is joining me today. We're going to talk about downtown Burlington. It is a growing downtown Burlington. It is one of, in fact, it's one of the largest, or becoming it's the fastest growing residential area in the city right now.
It really is. When we look at census data from 1990 and 2010, we saw that the population of the city declined slightly, but the population within the boundaries of downtown grew by 90%. So it's interesting to me that the downtown population is growing. It is younger and it's more diverse. So it's actually direct opposite of the city as a whole, which is kind of cool to see.
Which is my daughter, who is from Chicago, remarks on that when she comes back. She says, downtown is fun anymore. And downtown, you know, remembering the days, and I was talking about this with Steve Fravor, because he's got a Tiger Grant meeting coming up in Complete Streets, and one of those things is Jefferson Street. And I said, well, he said, it's sort of in and out and in and out. I said, well, that goes back to the old days of Steamboat Walk when everybody was trying to emulate Nicollet Mall up in Minneapolis. But downtown, no, it's growing, and more people want to be down there. And that means, and the more, if there's more things to do and the more places to go, the more people want to be there. So that also is a challenge as well in terms of finding the right things that those people need, isn't it?
That's right. It's all about attracting different activities, different uses for the spaces and the buildings. It really all comes down to the people.
Okay. Now, you've got the Tama building fire certainly set things back. But again, that's, obviously the site has been cleaned up. Where do we stand on that particular location right
so
now?
So my understanding is that the developer is going to give a presentation to the council on August 26th, and there'll be a public hearing on September 3rd. He intends to ask the city to apply for a $3 million community development block grant that would help fund apartments. I think the last I saw his proposal was two separate buildings, one fronting on Jefferson, one fronting on 3rd, and then connected with a kind of a skywalk. And I think he's talking about 48 upper story apartments and ground floor commercial use.
So some commercial use. And I know that originally there a grocery store of some sort, or at least some sort of a grocery store.
There was interest. I don't know that that's where that stands. You know, I think he's really starting over from square one here.
Okay. So a lot of things may change and things can't.
Sure.
You've got there's another apartment complex that is also scheduled to be coming in as well. Is that right?
Right. So the Blauwel building at 5th and Valley, development firm out of the Davenport owns that. They put new roofs on that building. They actually purchased that and the Motos building over on 4th Street and the Carriage Works building on Valley. So really they own three buildings. Last fall they put new roofs on all the buildings, and their intention is to start on the Blauwel building first. I think they're talking 40 apartments, maybe more in there. The reason all the windows are boarded up, they've actually removed all the windows earlier this year. Those are all up in the Quad Cities being restored.
Okay.
And so I know the city development department has their building plans, and they're waiting for the developers to pull a building permit to start. So we're hopeful that will start in the coming weeks.
Those two would add almost 100 different apartments in.
Right. And then when this development firm finishes the Blauwel building, they'll move on to the Motos building, the other. So, you know, the potential is there to we have 180 residences downtown right now. The potential, I think, is there to almost double that in the next 3 to 5 years.
You know, I'm not sure how long, but we started talking about a boutique hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And is that still something that's on the drawing boards?
It's still something that is our topmost need, for sure. We've talked to a couple developers who have experience doing boutique hotels, and they understand that that is a need for this community. There's no plans in the works that I know of, but I'm not always in the loop on these things either.
Okay. Main Street Challenge Grants. I ask if that is continuing. You said yes, as long as the funding continues to be happening.
Right. For years, this was a federal earmark under Senator Harkin. And then, I don't know, what, about 10 years ago or so, when the federal government did away with a lot of earmarks, the Main Street Challenge Grant Program went away for a few years. And then the state legislature picked it up. So for the past 7 years or so, the state has funded it about $1 million per year. And that is available strictly to right now it's 53 Main Street communities in Iowa. To do a bricks and mortar project.
Okay, so in terms of functioning, it's a challenge grant. So you put up so much, the state puts up so much. Is that right?
Yeah, the minimum application is $15,000, and the maximum is $75,000. And whatever that award is, the developer has to match it at least dollar for dollar.
And you've done some refacing of a lot of the buildings downtown. Mm-hmm. Is that continuing on?
Some people are doing that on their own now. I was just thinking about that this morning, that it's been 3 or 4 years since we've done the big $500,000 facade project. We would definitely like to do it again. The city would have to put up some kind of matching funds for it, and I can think of a few areas where that would definitely be of help. What we've seen is a lot of people have been improving their buildings either through that program, through state and federal historic tax credits, or just kind of on their own. So we're chipping away at that blight that we've had in certain areas for a while.
Well, the more buildings that are renovated, the more new businesses that come in, the more it attracts other new businesses, doesn't it?
That's right. You know, we've seen the Challenge Grant has been a really successful program. Thinking back, Downtown Partners has been fortunate to receive the Challenge Grant the last 3 years in a row. Last year it was for the Collective at 805 Jefferson, the first shared-use commercial kitchen in the region, and I think they'll be opening within the next several weeks. And the outside of that building will be renovated as well as the apartment upstairs. And the year before that, we received the Challenge Grant to redo the former diner area at the depot, and the year before that helped put a new roof on the former typewriter shop.
All right, a lot of good things happening in downtown Burlington, and I guess what you have a constant list of things you'd like to see downtown, right?
Absolutely, yeah, and that hotel is way at the top, but there are a lot of other things. You know, a lot of people would like to see even more public art. We've put some in this year, and that's been very popular, and people are clamoring for more. We see, I think, a lot of turning over in the last, say, 18 months. A lot of businesses are moving in, moving out, changing locations within downtown. Certainly a lot of big projects on the horizon. You know, the Tama fire and the flood are obviously things that kind of, they're a gut punch. They kind of take the wind away from you, and they kind of have to regroup. But what I tell people is, those are setbacks, but they're not, going to hold us back in the long run.
All right. So good things happening in spite of some setbacks. That's the bottom line with what is happening in downtown Burlington. And I know we'll be talking more about events that are coming up, because we got a lot of them on the way, don't we?
Heading into the busy season.
Heading into the busy season, indeed. Steve Reifert, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Steve.